ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden challenging Republican lawmakers to, in his words, show some spine and pass the bipartisan border security deal.
Folks, we have to end the games. We have to deal. This deal is about a win for America. Your cities and towns.
He made the comment while addressing the National League of Cities conference in D.C. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro has been ordered to report to jail March 19th to serve a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. The manslaughter trial of James Crumbly continues today. He's the father of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly, whose mother Jennifer was convicted on similar charges last month. An apology from the Princess of Wales for that family photo that fueled rumors about her health. Princess Kate says, like a lot of amateur photographers, she edits photos and not always well. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing toddler from the Manitowoc area has expanded up to Green Bay. More than 50 volunteers began searching for 3-year-old Elijah Vu on trails and in wooded areas in Green Bay over the weekend. The boy's mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
The president and vice president will travel to every battleground state in March. Mr. Biden will make stops in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Michigan over the next week. The Biden campaign is also opening up 100 new offices and adding 350 more staffers in battleground states.
Karen Travers reporting from the White House. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomo police said a threat towards staff at Tomo High School over the weekend is not credible and came from overseas. The threat was emailed Saturday. Police and neighboring law enforcement agencies searched all school buildings as a precaution and increased their presence at Tomo school buildings this morning. While the threat was only sent to high school staff, Tomo police said that if anyone sees something out of place, to call law enforcement using Speak Up, Speak Out. Tomorrow is expected to be the final day of the legislative session in Wisconsin, with the Senate taking the floor. There, it is likely that the Senate will fire two members of the UW Board of Regents, who both voted against a deal to fund infrastructure projects and pay raises for UW staff in return for cutting DEI positions. John Miller and Dana Walks will be voted on by the full Senate tomorrow after a committee recommended not confirming them. Walks, a lawyer from Eau Claire, said if he's fired, he is considering running for the state assembly. Fire danger remains high in western Wisconsin today, with temperatures climbing into the mid-60s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks took over in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers in L.A. 124-117, Giannis on how he and Damian Lillard scored a combined 69 points.
We're just trying to play basketball. You know, was able to get to his shots, get to his three. It's time that we work in practice. We did it against the Lakers. Tonight it worked. It's something that we don't have to do moving forward. And we both have to play make in the last 6 minutes.
Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 3 ranked Purdue 77-70. The Badgers head to Minneapolis as the 5th seed with their first game in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Rutgers versus Maryland. NFL free agency getting underway. The Packers to release Devondre Campbell this week. The 30-year-old linebacker had numerous injuries the past two seasons. The move could save Green Bay $10.5 million. $1 million in salary cap funds. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Unseasonably warm today, sunny skies and soaring to high temperatures hitting 70 degrees. This will shatter our current record daily high, and with winds becoming a bit breezy, it's also creating a high fire danger risk, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tuesday on Matt Nair on Air Up North News, Pat Quitlow joins us at 10:33. We talk all things maple syrup with Rick Glenna, and then we learn about PFLAG in Waukesha. Join us.
Our dial position is off to the right. Our conversation, right in the middle. You're soaring with Eagle 1490, the talk of lacrosse.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, producing and engineering. Not only that, he has regular ears as well, not just engineers. That's an old Ray Schrader joke from WRCO days. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, March 11th, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program, Mr. Zommers. Not in a good way, but some breaking news there at hour number 1, so kind of changed off our series of things, but a huge story. And again, it brings me no pleasure in bringing this to our listeners, but you know, it's obviously generates calls, and that's only an indication for me, you and I were talking about this, that people care about higher education in this state.
Exactly. And that it is baffling how this just continues to happen and people don't seem to know about it. And even I also mentioned this over the break. I texted my friends about this as soon as we heard about it a little before the show started. And they were like, what? Is that like the second or third one? And I'm like, no, it's the fifth.
Right.
And like, even though I tell them every time, they don't always remember because there's just so much happening to distract from it.
Yeah.
But they always are appalled.
And like I said, kind of toward the end of the last hour there, if there is some sort of a grand plan, you know, where the leadership of the legislature and the governor and the president of the Board of Regents and or the system, and for that matter, the president of the Board of Regents, too, if they've all sat down behind closed doors and looked at this and they've agreed on something and said,
say it.
Then say it, right. Wisconsinites are mature enough. We might disagree, but just say what the plan is. Don't keep hiding. Don't keep being too coy by half, because it's clear now to me, in my opinion, that the plan is to close down all the 2-year campuses in the state, the public, the 2 years branch campuses, now the 4 years, which is tragic to me. And I think is the death of the Wisconsin idea, but we'll stay on top of it. Our news team will stay on top of it as well, as Johnny Carson was fond of saying, more to come. In this hour, we are going to play you some cuts of the campaign over the weekend, including from the Trumpster. We'll juxtapose that to Joe Biden. Also tell you what Don Jr. was up to, and maybe even a little Hamilton along the way. But first, listen, I was going to start the show off with this, and then we had the breaking news. Last week, I had a lovely dinner up at the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, Wisconsin, went up there with mom. It was fantastic. Now, on Saturday, I had a twofer over the weekend. I started off here in Madison with a good friend of mine. We had a lovely brunch at Gates and Brovey down on Monroe Street. A lovely, lovely brunch there. And then in the evening, I went down to Greene County with my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, to the beautiful municipality of New Glarus. Have you ever spent much time in New Glarus?
I've spent time in a bottle of New Glarus. But no, I don't think I've driven through it. I haven't been to the brewery, even though I've had plenty of Spotted Cows and other beverages.
Exactly right. And many people may know New Glarus as the home of New Glarus Brewery, a great company. They're the ones that make Spotted Cow, amongst others.
You should try their others if you've only had Spotted Cow. They make a lot of great
the
beers.
The strawberry rhubarb in the spring is my favorite, I think.
Yeah, the fruity ones are... Yeah. People who don't like beer like those.
They're fantastic. And so we were going to have dinner downtown New Glarus at a great place. And I can't, it's like Grottenstube. It's very Swiss. It was a great place. Anyway, we started off though first across the street at a great place, great name for this eating place, this drinking place called the Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog downtown New Glarus. And it's a Dirty Dog brew house. And so it's so innovative. You go in and they have like a line of taps on the wall. I'm not exaggerating. It was at least, I would say, 25 or 30 beers from all over the world, including Hawaii, which I had a Hawaiian beer. And of course, they have to have New Glarus, right? Which is there as well. And so you give, when you walk in, you give them a credit card and they swipe that. And then they give you like a little plastic card that's particular to their place. And all you do is tap that electronically on these, and you could pour out just a little shot if you want to try the beer, and they sell it by the ounce. And so you could just kind of sample all these beers around the world, just hang out, enjoy yourself. The Dirty Dog. So we spent the first hour or so enjoying these little tastes of beer, and I had the raspberry tart from New Glarus Brewery, fantastic, at the Dirty Dog. And then we walked over and had dinner, and I'll get the name of the place. It starts with a G. It's like Lautenstube. It's very Swiss. Anyway, I'll get that. And we had a lovely day. Had a little schnitzel. You can't go wrong with some schnitzel and wine. So it was a lovely evening. So anyway, that's kind of what I did this weekend. It was great. It was relaxing. Did a little laundry as well back at home. Mr. Zomers, how was your weekend?
It was good. Also, it is Glarnerstube.
That's it. Glarnerstube.
Or Glarnerstube. Not sure.
Yeah. Shout out to the great folks at Glarnerstube in New Glarus. If you ever get down there, I mean, it's very authentic, from the copper bar to the wood to the decor. Very Swiss, you know. New Glarus is very Swiss, and so Glarnerstube, go there. It is. I hate to give it out because I don't want them to get packed that I can't get in. You understand? But I like to share.
They don't accept reservations. Yes. So yep. if you go there, you should be able to get it.
Yeah, and if you have to wait a while, stop over to the Dirty Dog.
Perfect.
That old Dirty Dog. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Good. I didn't do a lot, and that's just fine with me. I, since, again, something's just still lingering from being sick, which it's weird that it's lasting this long, and I may see a doctor if it continues, but...
do that.
Yeah, I will. But
you have insurance, see a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. I will. But, pretty much stayed home. One of my roommates is vacationing with his family in Hawaii, speaking of Hawaii.
Nice.
And he's having a good time, except his parents got talked into buying a timeshare. I don't want to talk about it.
Lord.
This one's allegedly different. But
no, none of them are different. Stay away from the timeshares.
Yeah, just in case you don't know, for those of you listening, timeshares are scams. Just don't do it. Yeah, anyway, aside from my other roommate, we were playing some board games and video games stuff over the weekend. And it was a good time. Watched a couple movies.
And maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll get to because we didn't have time Friday. Maybe we'll do a board game of the week here on Monday later in the show. We shall see. I want to start off, though, with this news of campaigning over the weekend. The Trumpster, Donald Trump, during a rally in Rome, Georgia, began his speech by mocking President Joe Biden's stutter. But ironically, according to the Midas Touch News, Trump concluded his rally by struggling to deliver his own speech, renewing concerns that he is suffering from some sort of aphasia or other illness. As the speech started, Trump mocked President Biden with an impression suggesting that Biden stuttered during the State of the Union. But as the rally concluded, Trump was the one encountering difficulty delivering his speech. He suggested that if he were in office, Ukraine and Russia would not be fighting because he knows, quote unquote, Putin very well, which appeared to be a reference to Vladimir Putin. And there were other glitches along there as well. Now, look, as I said, I have not been playing a lot of these because I just, look, they're both of a certain age. People are going to make mistakes. But I think it's atrocious that a former president in Donald Trump would continue. He's done this before, but continues to make fun and mock Joe Biden's stutter. Here's the cut from over the weekend. This is Donald Trump on the stump in Georgia.
I'm going to bring the country together. I'm going to bring it together.
I think I can't decide what's more appalling. Trump himself mocking Biden's speech impediment or the fact that the MAGA crowd laughed at it.
Oh, I think it's the laughs and the huge cheers. I think that's...
it's sick.
Disgusting.
And so my question to you folks is, if that was your kid, if Trump was your kid making fun of someone in school or at your house of a speech impediment, or if Biden was your kid and you had a bully like Trump doing that, what would your reaction be? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app.
And I do think that these comparisons that we constantly have to make of Trump to a misbehaving child, yeah, it never goes out of style. He's just a dumb kindergartner who never learned how to share.
Again, he obviously knows what he's doing. And over the weekend, online in the social media world, the MAGA world, now right-wing media combined with MAGA social media have the audacity to suggest that there's nothing wrong with what Trump did because Biden never had a speech impediment anyway. The stutter was all fake. He never had that. And again, I'll refer you to the article in The Atlantic that we have used on this show several times, where a reporter from The Atlantic spent time with President Biden back in the last election, 2020, and wrote a great, touching article on the fact that Joe Biden is still a stutterer, not something that ever completely goes away. And he has to work at this, President Biden does, to not stutter. And as someone who was born with a speech impediment myself, a cleft palate and a cleft lip, I understand keenly how tough it can be, how hard it is to overcome it, and the hurt that goes along with being made fun of. And the fact you have a grown man, 77 years old, and he is not a big enough person to talk about the policy differences with Joe Biden, he has to go after the cheap shot of picking on Joe Biden's speech impediment. And then the crowd of the MAGA folks laughing.
What if Joe Biden was in a wheelchair? Would he make fun of that? That's another disability.
He already had. He made fun of the disabled veterans. Right. He makes fun of disabled veterans. He made fun of the reporter that had a physical handicap and mocked him. So the answer is yes. Trump seemingly has no bounds, by the way. What do you think of this? What would you do if it was your kid on either side? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Take your phone calls the other side. Right now, they're on the text line. One of our texters from Waukesha says, so-called Christians laughing. Unreal. Good point. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, talk about this, and also tell you what Don Jr. is saying. Also, how does President Biden handle compassion? We'll play that cut for you as well. Don't go anywhere. The Tom Ball Show continues right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Eagle 1490 AM, WLCX. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, March 11, 2024. Mr. Zommer is on the board taking your phone calls, talking about Donald J. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, campaigning over the weekend in Rome, Georgia, where he started his speech by mocking President Joe Biden's stutter. Trump then having trouble finishing his own speech, calling Putin potent and other verbal gaffes as well. What do you think of Donald Trump making fun of Joe Biden's speech impediment? What would you do if it was your kid? Off the text line, Dana from La Crosse says, the reason they now say Joe Biden has no stutter is because they got caught mocking him. And they know Trump lied about bone spurs, unquote. Well, there's that. I think you're right, though. I mean, the fact that, you know, he's mocking it once again. They can't just admit that Trump is a schmuck. They have to come up with a reason to try to defend him. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison, listening in on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, Todd, once again, we're going to have a real issue-oriented campaign, aren't we?
Well, right, at least on the Trump side, right.
Right, so that's the reason they constantly go this route. I mean, you remember when he referred to I can't remember her name from out east, Pocahontas. He kept calling her. It's just right. Name calling, and especially when you have nothing yourself. Right. But if this were true, what they're saying that, it's all fake, then why did they employ Chris Christie to help him with debates against Biden? And Christie was going to figure out how or show Trump how to get him going so he would stutter
right.
During the debate.
Right.
I remember that, too. There's another really fine guy, by the way, too. Yeah. I would have liked to see him stay in longer because it would have been nice to see two bullies going after each other to see how absolutely sophomoric they both could have gotten. But no, they have nothing, Todd, so this is all they can resort to. You know, they're going to stay focused now. I'm talking about the president.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I don't know if you've seen the new message that he put together end of it, you know, it's great.
Fabulous. If we have time, we're going to play it. It's the new Biden ad out over the weekend, put $1 million behind it. They should be playing that on every network every hour in my estimation, but yeah. we'll try to get to that a little bit later in the show here. We have that clip, but yeah, Dick, what we're going to do, we're going to play it. Stick around. We're going to play what Joe Biden's reaction is. And to me, this says everything, your point. I mean, you have one guy who's a bully in Trump. And then you got another guy who's compassionate. If nothing else, Dick, aside from the differences in policy, if you just look at the person, who would you like as your next door neighbor? Who would you trust babysitting your kids? I mean, isn't that enough of a gut check for people to say which one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is why I have such a real problem with these evangelicals that are just so down with them. I mean, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, the Christian nationalists. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Dick, thanks so much. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So we're going to take you back to the 2020 campaign. I think this is a good refresher. And on the campaign trail, after he got done speaking, President Biden, they call it the rope line, where people who attended stand to try to get a photo or shake the hands or autograph of the candidate. And president or then vice president before he got elected in 2020, Biden met a kid named Braden and his dad. And it turns out that Braden had a stutter himself, and his dad brought him to see
Joe Biden, knowing that Joe had the same thing. Here's how Joe Biden handled it when he encountered a fellow stutter. And Braden is probably around, I would say, nine-ish or so in this ad. Not an ad, but an encounter.
Owen, this is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden, how are you, man?
We're here because he stutters and we wanted to hear you speak.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, I tell you what. Don't let it define you. You are smart as hell. Now, you really are. You can do that. Can I get a phone number for you and I can tell you what I used to do and how I would do it? Can you take his phone? Because there's about 25 stutterers I continue to work with. And I can tell you the things that help me. I know, by the way, the hardest thing is talking on the telephone. So I don't expect you to be able to. But when I stuttered, I used to talk like this. And it took a lot of practice, but I promise you you can do it. I promise you. And don't let it define you. You're handsome. You're smart. You're a good guy. I really mean it. Don't let it define you. And you know when I say I know about bullies, you know about bullies. The kids who make fun, it's going to change, honey. I promise you.
Joe Biden on the campaign trail in 2020, when he encountered a young man, Braden, who had a stutter himself. And if you noticed, he let his guard down. Here's a guy running for president with a speech impediment. And he just lets his guard down. And he talks like he does in private. And he stuttered. And in this article from The Atlantic that I keep referring to, the journalist also has a stutter. And so in the interview, President Biden, again in private for this interview, talked the way he does when he's just with his family and friends. And they write it that way in the story. I think that's an amazing sign of compassion and humility and love for a person who is running for president, a former vice president at the time, to let his guard down. And by the way, he did stay, and he does stay in contact with several stutterers and calls them and works with them. And if memory serves, Braden ended up coming to the Democratic National Convention in 2020 and giving like a 1-minute speech and did a fantastic job.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the kind of guy Joe Biden is as compared to the other guy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bob listening in on WMDX in Madison. Bob, thanks for listening. What say you?
Thank you. Thanks for sharing some of your personal story as well. It takes a lot of courage. Well, you know, before the kids stuff, I just want to say I wish the Democrats would be putting out more about how, for people who are complaining about the cost of everything, where would they be if the president hadn't provided stimulus checks, abeyance on payments? That message is not, during a global pandemic and economic meltdown showing the weakness of our global supply chain.
Sure.
But to the question at hand, you know, I have a kid. None of his, he would never think about doing that. None of his friends would. If they saw somebody doing stuff like that, they'd be questioning that person and asking them, why are you doing this, and telling them it's wrong.
Right.
Now, granted, I live in Madison. You know, kids can still read books. They still can, have some diversity, education. But still, I mean, most of the kids and any of his friends I know wouldn't even do that. If they did, they'd know there'd be consequences. They know it'd be wrong.
Yeah.
So thanks for your show, though.
Hey, really appreciate the call. Appreciate the kind words, Bob. Thank you so much. More of your phone calls on the other side. Also, what is Don Jr. saying about the Republican Party? By the way, Don says it's dead. We'll explain when we come back. Don't go anywhere. News, weather, sports, and ag updates on the way right now on the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather is warm, windy, and dry today. Wildlife officials are warning about the danger of wildfires in Wisconsin. Most of the state is under a moderate risk for wildfires, but the risk is high in the Northwest. A lack of snow this winter led to an early start to the fire season. The U.S. House votes this week to try to force Chinese company ByteDance to sell the popular social media app TikTok. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher says the bill is not a ban.
It is TikTok's choice whether to continue and not be hosted on app stores or just to divest and separate from ByteDance and TikTok, and then people can continue to enjoy the app.
As it is, Gallagher says it's too easy for the Chinese Communist Party to use TikTok to spread electioneer lies in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow is expected to be the final day of the legislative session in Wisconsin, with the Senate taking the floor. There, it is likely that the Senate will fire two members of the UW Board of Regents, who both voted against a deal to fund infrastructure projects and pay raises for UW staff in return for cutting DEI positions. John Miller and Dana Walks will be voted on by the full Senate tomorrow after a committee recommended not confirming them. Walks, a lawyer from Eau Claire, said if he's fired, he is considering running for the state assembly. Tomo police said a threat towards staff at Tomo High School over the weekend is not credible and came from overseas. The threat was emailed Saturday. Police and neighboring law enforcement agencies searched all school buildings as a precaution and increased their presence at Tomo school buildings this morning. While the threat was only sent to high school staff, Tomo police said that if anyone sees something out of place, to call law enforcement using Speak Up, Speak Out. Fire danger remains high in western Wisconsin today, with temperatures climbing into the mid-60s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In crop dusting news, actor Sam Neill told the Today Show about his son's silent but deadly habits. It seems Neill and his son were seated next to Princess Diana at the Jurassic Park premiere in London in 1993, when during the movie, Neill noticed horrible smells wafting over the area and realized it was his 10-year-old son's gas that was compromising the entire theater. Neill did say it was a thrill to sit next to the princess during the movie, and he loved watching her reactions, adding that she was really into it, at times tearing up or gasping and putting her hands over her face. I assume that was her reaction to the film and not his son's flatulence. Neill told the hosts he did not blame his son, letting Princess Di believe it could be him. That is a good dad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Unseasonably warm today, sunny skies and soaring to high temperatures hitting 70 degrees. This will shatter our current record daily high, and with winds becoming a bit breezy, it's also creating a high fire danger risk too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the talk you can't ignore.
Even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth. truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, March 11th, 2024. Glad to start off a brand new work week and back to school with you. Mr. Zommer's on the board as per usual. Always great to have him along, taking your phone calls as well. Talking about the Trumpster on the campaign trail down in Rome, Georgia. And started it off classy by making fun of Joe Biden's speech impediment. He is a stutterer, has been since birth, was severe, and learned to overcome it for the most part. But still, as those of us like myself who were born with speech impediments understand, sometimes it just, if you don't think about it, you kind of fall back and it's more difficult to hear people. Or in a stutterer's case, let me explain this for a moment. And if you watch closely, you could see it in the State of the Union address, which, by the way, I thought was stellar. You could also see it on the campaign trail. He'll be in the middle of a sentence, and he'll kind of usually blink his eyes a little bit, and you can tell he wants to say one word, and he goes to another word, and sometimes he does it super quick. And you barely can notice it. But what that is it is usually like a word with a P or a T or a D. And you can tell he's about to stutter as he changes to a new word. People say, oh my gosh, it was, you know, he's losing his mind or has problems, you know, cognitive problems. No.
He just wants to sound professional.
Right. Stuttering is unprofessional.
Right, yes.
But he wants to sound... He doesn't want the stutter to come through because he knows he'll be criticized for that.
Right, that's more accurate. That's a better way to say it.
And I get that. Again, I mean, I worked with countless speech therapists. I had countless plastic surgeries to correct my cleft palate. But when I'm, especially when I'm on the radio, I work hard to enunciate. But there are times when, if I don't think about it, it kind of comes through. But thanks to a lot of speech therapy and a lot of really great doctors, and about great mom that was supportive, I was able to overcome it. I mean, good Lord, I'm fortunate enough to work in radio every day. So, believe me, if you would have heard me as a kid, you would have said that kid would have never worked in radio. And also for a great opportunity, like the former owner of WRCO, Ron Fruit, who gave me my first radio job back in high school. So I'm very thankful to all those people. So I know what it's like to go through that. And so it infuriates me when I know that Joe Biden, still at his age, 81, is still has to work at talking, quote unquote, correctly, or the way that people want to hear him talk. So I get it. So what would you think if this was your kid being made fun of? What would you do if you were a parent of this kid, a bully like Donald Trump? Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steven from Green Bay. Steven, what say you?
So I don't know if you watched the Oscars this
weekend,
but Jimmy Kimmel read what Donald Trump wrote about him on Truth Social live at the Oscars towards the end. And Jimmy Kimmel's remark to that was, isn't it past your jail time?
I thought
that was just hilarious. Don't get mad. Don't show that you're letting him get under your skin because it's exactly what he wants. Mm. Just fire back at him and put the ball back in his court.
Yeah.
And I think more people need to start doing that.
Right.
Stop letting him insult you. Stop letting him ruffle your feathers and just shoot something back at him that you know is going to make him upset. Because he and the people that follow him, they absolutely thrive on people getting upset, people
right.
being hurt, people getting angry. That's what they want. They want a reaction.
Right.
And if you don't give them a reaction, well, that's boring. They have to go on to something else.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think that Joe Biden is taking the high ground for the most part and not, firing back at Trump. And I think that's a smart thing. What Joe Biden is doing is releasing a fantastic first ad, where he basically embraces the age thing. We're going to play it for you. Listen all the way to the end, because that's kind of the punchline if you're talking about comedy. Here is the new ad by Joe Biden from over the weekend.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people.
I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world.
I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors. For 4 years, Donald Trump tried to pass an infrastructure law, and he failed. I got it done. Now we're rebuilding America. I passed the biggest law in history to combat climate change because our future depends on it. Donald Trump took away the freedom of women to choose. I'm determined to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Donald Trump believes the job of the president is to take care of Donald Trump. I believe the job of the president is to fight for you, the American people. And that's what I'm doing. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Can we do one more take?
Look, I'm very young, energetic, and handsome. What the hell am I doing this for?
And the last visual of him give him that wry Uncle Joe smile.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
That little bit of a grin. I thought that was brilliant. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the end there. Yeah. They're like, can we do it one more time? Like, oh, come on, man.
I mean, and that's, I talked to somebody else over the weekend. I said, one of the things I love, I've seen him live speak one in person once, Joe Biden. And he's exactly like that. Like he has this amazing talent for self-deprecating humor. And if there's anything that I learned in my 30 years working in politics, the politicians that can make fun of themselves and make jokes about themselves are usually the most earnest and well-grounded. People that can't make fun of themselves, that can't be self-deprecating, there's just something wrong. And they're usually very mean, narcissistic, and self-centered. Remind you of anybody?
I'm not sure.
So, it wasn't just Don Sr. talking on the line on the campaign trail. Donnie Jr., the son of the Republican presumptive nominee for president, Donald Sr. Don Jr., and also, by the way, he is the brother-in-law of the new Republican National Committee chairwoman, Laura Trump, Eric's wife. So Don Jr. was doing the media this weekend on the networks. This is from one of the right-wing networks. And he is making it very clear to everybody in the state of Wisconsin or across America who considers yourself a Republican, a Tommy Thompson Republican, a Dwight Eisenhower Republican, a Ronald Reagan Republican. Don Jr. has a message for you. Here was Don Jr. over the weekend.
I think the RNC is going to be a little bit more of that old school establishment. That Republican Party, frankly, no longer exists outside of the D.C. Beltway. But, it takes a little while to make that transition. But again, I think, the moves that happened today, I think that's the final blow. People have to understand that America First, the MAGA movement, is the new Republican Party. That is conservatism today.
The MAGA movement is the Republican Party and is new conservatism today. I mean, laying it out there, literally saying the old Republican Party, the one that I belong to, that I left in 2011, is dead, gone, no longer exists. So I really hope that people in the media, as they're interviewing people on the Republican side of the aisle who are running as Republicans, I hope that they take the text of that and say, this is coming from the son of the presumptive nominee speaking for the nominee, Donald Trump. Do you, Howard Markline, do you, Tony Kurtz, do you, Todd Novak, do you, Robin Voss? Well, we'll see. Robin Voss might not be there much longer. There's a recall. Do you, Devin Lemieux, do you agree with this? Because there's only two responses, right? Either they say, no, I don't agree with that, therefore they have left the MAGA Republican Party, or they say, well, that's not really true. I mean, Trump's just saying that, I'm not really part of that. Well, that's a lie, because the family Trump, who is the Republican Party, has declared that you're either MAGA or you're not Republican. There's no in between. They've left no ambiguity here at all. Combining that with what we played it for you before, was it last weekend, Mr. Zomers, that Trump was on the campaign trail saying that the Republican Party is now 96 to 100% MAGA. And he wants those rhinos out. No more Nikki Haley voters. No more Mitt Romney supporters. So believe me, as someone who is in the game, who was on that side of the aisle for a long time, believe them when they tell you this.
Another thing that's just baffling to me, we talked before about what you would do if your kids were bullies. What would you do if your parents were bullies? You know, I don't understand the position of the Trump kids. I mean, they're not kids, but, you know, his children. Right. Because no matter how much money you're going to get cut off from daddy if you tell him no, like, I love my parents and have a great relationship with my parents. If I found out either one of them was, like, you know, a rapist or a child molester or something, not saying that Donald Trump is necessarily a child molester, although I believe that he likely is personally, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and all that. But he is a rapist, held liable, not convicted because it's a different kind of court. But for all intents and purposes, yes, he is a rapist. I would probably talk to either of my parents one more time for, like, the foreseeable future. I'd be like, why? What happened? Just tell me what happened. And then they'd tell me and I'd talk with them and I'd be like, all right, well, sucks to suck. Goodbye. As much as I love them.
But don't you think, I mean, my personal opinion is I think that they were brought up that way to idolize that lifestyle, to idolize money. I mean, that's just what those are the values that they've held since they're children.
It's just tragic.
It is tragic.
It's just terrible.
But now let's take that, what Don Jr. says, that there is no more former, you know, the old Republican Party of Tommy Thompson, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight Eisenhower dead. And let's be reminded what Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressman from Illinois, part of the bipartisan January 6th committee, what he said last week about his former party and being surprised that they basically all crossed a red line. Here's Adam Kinzinger from last week.
You know, after January 6th, there was about 3 weeks in the House caucus where we were all kind of, everybody was quiet, trying to figure out what would happen next. Fred Upton, who's sometimes on the network, we call him the Upton prophecies. He said, I think Donald Trump runs again. And I'm like, dude, you're nuts. You're nuts. There's no way he runs again. And it was when Kevin McCarthy went to Mar-a-Lago that literally within the House caucus, you all of a sudden saw people kind of drop their head and say, I guess we're going with Trump again. And the dominoes fell. I never expected that in the face of that, we'd be where we are, because I thought, Jim, that people had red lines that they were unwilling to cross when they ran for public office, that they were willing to play politics, as we all have to, but that there was a here but no further. And unfortunately, almost all of my colleagues crossed what I thought was a substantial red line that was inherent in the oath you take for office.
Including Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, including Marco Rubio, including John Thune, all falling in line. Although there are a couple that don't want to talk about it. Here over the weekend, CNN's Mano Raju caught up with some Republicans that fled on foot when he asked them a simple question. Here's Mano Raju talking to Republicans in the U.S. Capitol.
Are you going to endorse Mr. Kane? Mr. Kane?
He's walking away.
Are you going to endorse him?
Look. At the end of the day, this is about the American people. They will determine who the next president of the United States is. Not me, not anybody in this House or chamber.
Are you going to endorse Trump?
What I will tell you is that we can't afford four more years of Biden administration.
Are you going to support Trump?
What's that?
Are you supporting Trump?
Figure that out.
Are you going to vote for him?
I've answered that question before.
So Trump is the nominee. Are you going to support him?
What Hoosiers decide to do is Hoosiers' choice. I don't have anything to say about my own views.
There you go.
I've said enough.
Republicans don't want to talk about it.
They
don't want to talk about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump has a message because, you know, there is no more old Republican Party. There is only MAGA. And to all those rats scurrying around the Capitol that don't want to submit, Donald Trump has a message for you.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see, you remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da, da, da,
da, da. That's the Trumpster. That's the new Republican Party. It's all Trump. He'll remind you. It's the Tattleball Show. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Maggie Dawn taking over these airwaves. News, weather, and sports first at the top of the hour, then the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 until 4. Off the text line, talking about Republican Party being dead, according to Don Jr. from WAUK, the Shaw. Quote, the old rhinos made all this possible for the MAGA cult to get where they are. The cowards in that party did it, unquote. I would disagree a little bit. I would say there are people that stood up that did try to make a difference. I mean, Adam Kinzinger, there was a red line for him. There was and I would not say that Liz Cheney is a rhino, but she did stand up and left the party.
Well, and I think that this texter is saying that it's everybody besides those people, that there's just too many who are complicit.
Maybe.
Too many people who are too cowardly to stand up.
Stuart Stevens wrote a book, and he's an operative. I would say that a lot of the operatives made it possible, yes. And he's written a book called It Was All a Lie and falls on the sword himself and says, look, I'm partly to blame for this. Off the text line, WAUK Mike from Fond du Lac says, I'm a blue person, but I respect Adam Kinzinger and would be hard not to give him a deep look, a gentleman in my book, unquote. I agree. I mean, again, you might not always agree with Adam Kinzinger, but I think he's a man of principle, a person of principle. And again, when there was a red line, he did the right thing.
Right. A person you can talk to and agree with or disagree with, but at the end of the day, you know that he's trying to do what he believes is right.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha. Bob, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
Well, I never thought, I'm doing all right. I never thought I would agree with Donald Trump, Jr.
Don Jr., yeah.
Yeah, but he's right. It's the old party is the mega party.
Yep.
The only guys that had guts enough. What is the name of your group?
It's not my group, but we have Trigvi Olsen on. He's senior advisor from the Lincoln Project, former Republicans who are now an anti-Trump movement. Yes.
It's only you people from the Lincoln Project that were former Republicans. Because of Trump, you pulled out. But look at his numbers in the primary. The Republicans in the Congress and in the Senate now that march lockstep with him. Mm-hmm. So I think Donald Jr. for once in his life is right. It's the MAGA party.
Yeah, that's true.
And that needs to be changed. The only two Republicans that I have any respect for besides the Freedom Caucus is Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And yeah. I am a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing I have for you, and I can't for the life of me understand it.
Sure.
Why Josh Call is not prosecuting the false statal of electors in Wisconsin. And you know what? Us Democrats, we're too quiet. Mm-hmm. The Republicans really know how to cause an uproar. And there should be an uproar about Josh Call not prosecuting the slate of electors, because that is election fraud. If there, you know, the Republicans always accuse the Democrats of election fraud. That's BS. Mm. What election fraud is what the 17 false slate of false electors did. And they should be punished.
Sure. And I appreciate the call, Bob. Bob from Waukesha. We talked about this story quite a bit last week, and the fact that there's a new story, new reporting. AJ Biaport at CBS 58 Milwaukee was one, if not the first, to talk about this, that, you know, Ron Johnson clearly from the texts understood that he was taking these false electors to Washington, or at least trying to give them to former Vice President Pence on January 6th. That was culpable. The fake electors, including Andrew Hitt, who former chairman of the Republican Party, who met at the state capitol here and is now kind of done a mea culpa, saying that he understands it was wrong. He claims he was duped. And now you got people like Jim Troupas and others. And yes, there's been a lot of frustration with people, both not just Republicans, but Democrats who are like, you know, what's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call doing? He has said basically that, you know, stay tuned, for lack of a better term. We'll see. I mean, yes, I absolutely agree that these false electors should have charges brought against them, whether it's federal or state or both. I think that people who try to undo the will of the people need to be held accountable. So we'll see. For now, I continue to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I hope that we know more soon. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Brian in Maguanago. Brian, we're up against the clock. You're the last call of the day. What say you?
I'll just make it quick. I want to point out that even though Kinzinger and Cheney did break away by standing up to Trump, how many times did they vote with their party with Trump while he was in office? I just think just because they stood up to him at one point doesn't mean they're necessarily the, best people out there. Just putting that out there, that's all. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Brian. Brian McGuanago. Look, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of one of the points that we've talked about on this show. Others have made the point that, you know, you're not going to agree with every single thing that Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney have done policy-wise. They don't agree with everything that Joe Biden has done policy-wise. But we are at a unique time in American history where democracy is on the line. Freedoms are on the line. Our lives as we know them are on the line politically. And so we have to have a coalition against Trump, against Trumpism, and against MAGA. And once we get past that, once we keep protecting our freedoms and democracy, then we can go back to having policy disagreements. But this is going to take a coalition of Democrats and progressives and former Republicans and people who might still be Republican but are not Trump people. And that's why we have to welcome everybody into this coalition. And really the only question is, are you against Trump and against Trumpism? And if you will vote at the ballot box for Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, I say welcome, because that's the first thing we have to do, is protect democracy and protect freedom. That's the great show for today. I really appreciate everybody calling in today. Some really great calls. We'll continue to follow this breaking news story. The University of Wisconsin Waukesha has been closed by President Jay Rothman of the UW system. We'll continue to follow that all throughout the day here at Civic Media. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Mr. Zomeris, thank you for all your great work today. Appreciate that. We will get to the board game of the week eventually, I promise.
One of these days.
More tomorrow. Stay tuned. Until then, this is Todd Allbull. Say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum. Keep banging on. And your day will come. Keep banging on. Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin. Without the yelling and screaming. These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Attorneys for former President Trump want to delay his New York criminal case